News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Israel have vowed that the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah will pay the price after they were blamed for a rocket attack on the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights that killed 12 children. Paul Rogers is Professor Emeritus of Peace Studies at Bradford University. Paul, this was a particularly egregious act. Why would Hezbollah do it?
I think this was probably an attack which went wrong. It was most likely aimed at an Israeli post near this town of Majd al-Shams, and it basically went wrong. I think it's highly unlikely that Hezbollah would have deliberately targeted this town, because Majd al-Shams is not a Jewish town. It's a Druze town, which is completely different. It's in, obviously, the occupied Golan Heights, which has now been annexed by Israel. In fact, it was about 40 years ago. And the Druze there are three sizable towns which have large Druze populations. They see themselves much more as Assyrians. But if I think that this had been hit bluntly, a Jewish town, I think the reaction in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem would have been very much higher. So it was probably something which went terribly wrong from the Hezbollah point of view. They wanted almost certainly to hit an Israeli military post. You can't be sure, but I think it's highly unlikely that Hezbollah would have aimed deliberately at a Druze town. It does nothing for them at all. If anything, it damages them.
In Israel, the military focus is on Gaza and the impact that it is having on the Strip. But we had an Israeli minister, albeit the education minister, signalling this could result in all-out war. How likely is that Israel could open a second front and incur the wrath of perhaps the rest of the Middle East?
Well, to some extent, the second front is already there, because there are large populations on both sides of the Lebanese-Israeli border where people are just evacuated because of small-scale rocket attacks by Hezbollah and airstrikes by the Israelis. That's been going on for a long time. Hezbollah says it's doing these attacks essentially because of what Israel is doing in Gaza. The Israelis say that they obviously have the rights of self-defense. The idea that this is suddenly going to escalate, I think, is very really not one would expect that, for several reasons. One is that while there will be people on the Israeli far right who want a war with Lebanon, most Israelis do not, and the Israeli military doesn't either, because, in fact, be very costly for them. And as a result, and also, of course, there's very strong international pressure on basically Netanyahu and his government at the present time. Having said that, in these circumstances where you get two parties at the tipping point of a war, then things can go wrong by miscalculation. And in fact, I think the Majd al-Sham attack was probably a miscalculation. It's not directly related to Lebanon and Israel and that part of the border. So I think in many ways it is unlikely there will be huge escalation. The Israelis will respond. They'll do more air attacks. They'll probably kill quite a lot of people and do a lot of damage. But I don't think it's going to escalate to all-out war. I think, you know, analysts such as me very much hope not, and there's a good chance it won't. But at the same time, it's a dangerous situation. And until we can actually find some way of getting to grips with the greater conflict in Gaza, this is going to persist as a threat and a risk. Let me call it risk rather than threat.
OK, Paul Rogers, Professor Emeritus of Peace Studies at Bradford University. Thanks for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.